Samsung Times Hot Docs collaboration premieres at Canada's renowned International Documentary Festival. A screenshot from The Little Trumpet Boy by Charles Officer, featuring 17-year-old William Leathers, a boy with perfect pitch and synesthesia. Samsung Canada has introduced an exciting collaboration project, documentary films shot entirely on smartphone devices. Samsung reached out to six unique content creators for this effort, filmmakers Namisha Mukherjee, Charles Officer, and Young Chang, as well as YouTube creators Sabrina Cruz, Corey Vidal, and Emile Roy. The documentary project was intended to show how easy it is to tell a story using Samsung's innovative features. Filmmakers Namisha Mukherjee, Charles Officer, Young Chang and YouTuber Emile Roy use the Galaxy Note 8 devices, while YouTube creators Sabrina Cruz and Corey Vidal use the Galaxy S9 Plus to depict their unique styles to tell their stories. The six-part documentary series was screened at the Hot Docs Festival, the largest documentary festival in North America, which was held in Toronto from April 26 to May 6 this year. Each director brought a different perspective to the human experience with their work. The Little Trumpet Boy by Charles Officer introduced 17-year-old William Leathers, a boy with perfect pitch and synesthesia. Award-winning film and television director Namisha Mukherjee shot a personal documentary chronicling her pregnancy, while Sabrina Cruz, best known for her YouTube channel Nerdy and Quirky, created a piece titled Sordo Cocktail about her quest to the Yukon to get a taste of the world-famous Sordo Cocktail, seasoned with an amputated toe that has been dehydrated and preserved in salt. Young Chang created Home Movie, featuring a memorable movie for his daughter, and Corey Vidal's video titled Remembering takes a very personal trip down memory lane using his Galaxy S9 Plus. All of these documentaries can be seen online for free on the Samsung Canada YouTube channel. Among the documentaries, The Little Trumpet Boy and Home Movie touched the heart of a representative from EBS, an educational television and radio network in Korea. As a result, the two documentaries are scheduled to be screened at the upcoming 18th EBS International Documentary Festival, EIDF, that will be held from August 20 to 26 in Goyang, Korea.